بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to our final podcast of this series. With us today, we have Maulana Uthman again, who is an imam in Leicester, a graduate of Darulum Leicester also. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum, listeners.
Maulana, I introduced you last time.
Yeah.
I said you've got your podcast.
Yeah.
Tell listeners a little bit about your podcast first.
So, my podcast, or our podcast, me and the team, is called LR21, Life, Religion and the 21st Century. And just as the name suggests, it's a very general, very free talking on a very casual basis, right? But it's filled with depth, or I'd like to say that, and thoughts, right? And my idea with that podcast is in the very early stages, is to bring on different people, different professions, to speak about different things, and then see how Islam has a greater impact in our life than we may think, and he has greater things to offer to even the wider community, even to non-Muslims. It has things to offer. So LR21, if you ever see it, Life, Religion, 21st Century, we are on Anchor. Anchor is a podcast app. Or even we're on iTunes or Spotify as well.
You can Mashallah. I'm not accepting one.
I mean.
I've enjoyed doing these podcasts,
yeah.
Alhamdulillah. I hope the listeners have enjoyed what we've presented to them as well. So we've just been looking at ilm, the adab, the etiquettes of ilm, and how we encompass that within our online learning system. And that's our real reason for teaching Arabic, to get people to engage with the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's been fun doing the podcast. It's been a different experience to what we normally do. Hopefully that word is getting out, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, we've also got some words of support from ulama. And one of them is Maulana Zakaria Bika. And he's a graduate from Darulum Zakaria in South Africa. And at the moment, he is the imam at Masjid Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Thurmaston. So it's a new masjid. It's an upcoming area, mashallah. He's doing a lot of good work there. May Allah accept it from him. So these are some words that he has to share with us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear respected listeners and brothers of the community, Leicester, UK and the world. Alhamdulillah, there's a great initiative of Maulana Muhammad has brought forward, is to make an Arabic course that's accessible, available for anyone and everyone. It's online and you could get one-to-one phone support, WhatsApp support, email support as well. This Arabic actually teaches you how to speak Arabic, how to talk Arabic, how to understand Arabic. Imagine what a great benefit it would be for us all, to engage ourselves in the Arabic language to the extent that we start actually understanding the Quran. How beautiful it would be. Imagine the month of Ramadan, we're standing in Taraweeh Salah. The Imam is reading away, we don't know what's going on. How beautiful it would be, and the Imam is reading away, and we are enjoying the Quran, we understand every word, and we just want the Imam to carry on, right up till 12 o'clock, half past 12, 1 o'clock. We don't mind. Why? Because we're enjoying the Quran. Subhanallah. So it's indeed a great, great opportunity. Number one is the Quran. Number two, the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three, just speaking Arabic is indeed a great privilege. It's a beautiful language indeed. You can express yourself much better. The ash'ar and the poetry of Arabic is indeed beautiful. Even your children can learn Arabic. As the young as 4, 5 year olds, 10, 12 year olds can learn Arabic. So inshallah, 1 year of this Arabic course will actually put your child or put students on a level of GCSE level, subhanallah. So it's indeed a very intensive as well as very interactive fun as well. It comes with a lot of modules, very simple modules, easy to cover. And you can do it at your own time as well, at your own pace. Subhanallah. So this initiative that, Shine Online has brought for us, it's indeed very great. Let's take benefit from it. And what better day could it be than in the month of Ramadan to start off this noble course? Do it at your own pace, inshallah. And obviously, the instructions will be given to you, and you would enjoy it. I simply looked at it and I myself was taken aback. I actually feel like doing the whole course again myself. You know, maybe I could, pick up on some of the points, inshallah. Yeah, so I'd encourage everyone, inshallah, to take part in this. Imam Muhammad Saleh brought it. I would even encourage the madrasas teachers to introduce it into the madrasas, etc. Inshallah, it will be beneficial for all. So that's just a little input and advice I wanted to give to the community from myself, Zakaria Muhammad from the Thermiston Masjid Muhammad. Jazakumullahu khairan.
So on behalf of the team at Shine and all the listeners, I'd like to say Jazakallah to Maulana Zakaria Bika for those kind words and inspiring words. And another audio that we have to play for you is by another Maulana Zakaria, but this is Maulana Zakaria Ibn Mufti Naushad Sahib of Darul Bari. Now, Mufti Naushad Sahib is one of the very first graduates from Darul Bari, meaning in the first graduating class. If I'm not mistaken, it's probably 1984. And mashallah, he's been teaching there for decades now. And Maulana Zakaria, his son, is studying nanotechnology. So I wanted him to say a few words also because of the profession that he's in. And it's been hard to get hold of all of these people. So alhamdulillah, they've given us a recording. And this is a few words that he had to say to us.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to thank Maulana Muhammad for allowing me to say a few words. Alhamdulillah, when I think of the project that Maulana has undertaken, one of the first things that comes to mind is what a great honor the Maulana has brought into the reach of the masses. The hadith that comes to mind is مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that when Allah wishes good on someone, He grants them the understanding of the deen. So the same way we have different ways to honor people in this world, in worldly matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when I wish to honor someone, I grant them the understanding of the deen. And there is no doubt and there's no argument that the key to the understanding of the deen is to understand the Quran and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this Shine Online, what they are offering, the Arabic classes, on such a flexible basis, available to so many in different environments, from different walks of life, is certainly a great, great privilege for us, and certainly unique to the 21st century. And I can't begin to emphasize how valuable this is for us and for our community and for the Muslim Ummah. You know, the model that Shine has constructed of anytime, anywhere, one-to-one support, it brings to mind the very model that was the first ever model for the first ever students of Islam. If we look back at the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, you can loosely describe them in two groups. One were those who gave themselves up for the deen, amongst them Ashabu Sufa, that would just stay in the masjid and try to learn from the Prophet as much as they could. But the vast majority of the Sahaba were from those who would come to the Prophet's gatherings along with working as laborers, as businessmen, as tradesmen. So they were adults, just the same way as Shine Online is an adult learning platform. They were adults. And just as Shine Online allows us to study according to our schedules, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, amongst them even Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum, would schedule their attendance in the Prophet's gathering according to how it would suit them, according to their jobs and their earning for their livelihoods. So Shine Online brings all this, the great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the style of learning from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It brings all of this into the 21st century and provides the entire Ummah and provides many, many people from around the globe, from various different countries, from various backgrounds, the invaluable opportunity to gain the highest honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could bestow on a mu'min. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah to Maulana Zakaria Sahib also on behalf of the team at Shine and all of the listeners for sharing those words with us. Alhamdulillah, we're also very fortunate to have a message from Sheikh Firoz, who is an Imam and a Khatib, raised in America, who travels around, mashallah, for the purposes of Dawah, and he's also helping cancer patients using proton therapy. So these are a couple of words which he had to share with us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters that are studying at Shine Online. and also all the other listeners that are contemplating and thinking about starting to study such an important subject, which is the Arabic language, the language of Jannah, and also the language of Quran, which obviously was sent down in the month of Ramadan, a blessed book that is a gift to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today I just wanted to go over a couple of points with regards to the importance of seeking knowledge and also the importance of learning not just the Arabic language, but utilizing the language to learn and understand the Quran directly from its source and from its root language. And there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that reminds me where Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes good for someone, He bestows upon them the understanding of the deen. And that encompasses the understanding of the Qur'an, that encompasses the understanding of hadith, and it also encompasses the understanding of the fiqh. Oddly enough, we're not allowed to actually have envy against anyone, except for two kinds of people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a hadith narrated by Ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, where he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that la hasada illa fi ithnain, that you should not have envy upon anyone except for two types of people. One of them is a man whom Allah has blessed with wealth, and he uses that wealth rightfully and giving it out and doing good with that wealth. That's the first type of person. But the second type of person that it is permissible to have the good envy for is the one whom Allah has given knowledge to, whom Allah has given ilm to, and he not only applies that knowledge in his own life, but he also teaches it to others. Now that's a very important aspect because it gives us the understanding that knowledge, it is not wealth that is temporary, but knowledge is actually wealth that will be with us from the time we understand, learn it, and also carry forth up until the day we die. But interestingly enough also, is if we teach this knowledge, not just apply it to ourselves, but if we teach the knowledge, this becomes a sadaqah al-jariyah for us, in the sense that if those that we have taught and they carry on teaching, our book of deeds will constantly benefit even after we have passed away. Now, knowledge is the gateway to understanding anything and everything. Just for example, I would like to say that the first command and the first pillar of Islam, it says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ulama and the scholars, they agree that La ilaha illallah is based upon eight conditions. And the first condition of accepting and understanding La ilaha illallah is ilm, it's knowledge. So before you can get to the second condition, which is yaqeen, before you can have belief in something, you have to have knowledge of that thing. And right now, when you look at the kalima La ilaha illallah, the first thing that you need to know is who is Allah? Who is this creator that we are submitting to before we get to the second condition, which is yaqeen? And in order for you to have yaqeen, in order for you to have certainty in the knowledge that you've got, you need to have that knowledge. And then from yaqeen, you go to qabul, which is acceptance of that certainty that you have, which then leads to inqiyad, which means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are four other conditions, but the main thing that I want to talk about is how important ilm is. And now we are in the month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular month, and if you look in Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that I revealed this Quran in the month of Ramadan. And then you have where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, that the greatest night in the month of Ramadan is the night of Al-Qadr, where Allah is talking about Laylatul Qadr. But if we know the Arabic language, we will get an understanding of the difference between Nazala and Anzala. One meaning that everything was revealed on one night at one time, and then the other being that it was revealed over time. So rather than having to go to a translation while you're standing behind the imam, if you understand the language and you've sought that understanding by seeking knowledge, you won't have to go to the translations. And that's the key point that I always say to everyone. If we want to gain a better understanding of who our Rabb is and who our Allah is, we should seek that knowledge, especially the language in which the Quran was revealed. So in closing, I would like to urge all of my brothers and sisters, those that are already seeking knowledge, those that are planning to seek knowledge, those that are contemplating whether you should seek that knowledge or not, especially the knowledge of the Arabic language and the Quran, I really urge you to go seek this knowledge from the right sources. I've known Mawlana Muhammad for quite some time, who is the founder of the Shine Online program. And I believe the work that they are doing and the methodology that they're using are excellent ways of learning the Arabic language. A language that if you learn it, not only will it benefit in your worship, but it will benefit you in connecting with Allah and your spiritual connection that you're supposed to have with Allah. So you're not just going to go over the bodily motions, the physical motions of the salah, but your mind, your heart, and your soul will also be connected with the prayer that you do. And it's all attributed towards knowledge and seeking that knowledge. So I encourage you to attend these programs, to learn the language of the Quran, and to gain this knowledge. Because the one who gains knowledge is the one who has power to do whatever they need based on the knowledge that they've acquired. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy upon us to learn. And just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said when he was making dua, that, oh Allah, bless us with that knowledge which is beneficial to us. Ilmun nafi'a. So may Allah give us that knowledge which is benefiting to us, and may He allow us to apply it. Jazakallah khair, my brothers and sisters. This is Afdal Firoz, and I thank you very much for listening to this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair, and Shaykh, from myself and all the listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant prosperity and barakah to all of the ulama and the guests who have taken part in these podcasts. Mawlana, any final words?
About the whole Shine project, I can encourage it. And yeah, find out that there is a message in the Quran for you. Right? I mean, I'm just going to finish with this one point. I think we should finish off on high, so let's go. You know, we may think a book that was revealed 1,400 years ago cannot be relevant to me today. A complete different location, a complete different world, with complete different technologies. But these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words of the creator of me and you, and all of the listeners, and everything. Right? So there is something definitely relevant to you, to me, and to all of us. And you know, whilst conquering the Arabic, inshallah, we can access these treasures in the Quran.
Inshallah.
And yeah, choose Shine, and inshallah, you'll be successful.
Inshallah. Jazakallah for your kind words also. So alhamdulillah, it's been a brilliant series of podcasts. I do encourage the listeners to give us some feedback. Would they like more podcasts? What kind of topics would they like us to cover, inshallah, in the future? These podcasts have been about ilm and the etiquettes of ilm and surrounding ilm in itself. I end with a quote by Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, the definition of ilm itself. And this is something that has really gripped me from the moment I read this. He says, al-ilm al-hikmah. Ilm is wisdom. Wa huwa nur, and it is a light. Yahdi Allahu bihi man yasha'u min ibadih. By which Allah guides whomsoever He wishes from His slaves. And Mufti Naushan Sahib is actually the one who named this project Shine. And the reason why he mentioned this to me is that the purpose of this organization is to spread the message of the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these two are Noor, and they are sources of light. So he said to me that it is befitting that you keep the name Shine. So alhamdulillah, that brings us to the end of our podcast. To all of our listeners, Jazakallah khair, ahsan al-jaza for listening. And inshallah, we hope to be with you very soon with another series of podcasts. In the meantime, check out www.shine-online.org and give it some real consideration to join up. Don't procrastinate. Start that journey to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right now. Until the next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.